You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number three, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hanging out here. We're talking about guys that have brutal home run to fly ball ratios. So basically, anytime they hit the ball in the air, it was an out. We saw that with Jose Ramirez, who had a good year last year. Really good year. It can get better in 2017.
Good baseball word you just used. Brutal.
Okay. We saw it with Jason Hayward.
Not extrapolate.
No, a lot of players in the game will use brutal to describe certain things.
We saw it with Jason Hayward last year, who had a...
Brutal season.
Exactly. But I'm saying you could take him to the end of drafts right now for nothing and get a little bounce back. And Tony, you're seeing Jason Hayward and comparing him to another guy that's also going late.
Yeah, so I like to look at the peripherals. We talked about Pecota, right? We talked about Pecota yesterday and getting the luck players. Now, a guy everybody's drafting and everybody loves is Jonathan Scope.
Yes!
And Jonathan Scope and Jason Hayward have the exact same peripherals except one statistic.
Home run to fly ball ratio.
Right, yeah. Scope was 14.9 and Jason Hayward was 4.8. So here's the skinny on this one. Hayward only had 26% hard hit rate, which is 135th. Jonathan Scope, with all those home runs, only had 26% hard hit rate. Basically, the balls that he hit hard actually left the ballpark. Medium hit rate, right? Jonathan Scope, 48%. Jason Hayward, 46%. They're right there, same again.
Yep.
Soft hit rate, 27% for Hayward, 25% for Scope. Go down line drive percentage. Jonathan Scope, 19%. Jason Hayward, 20%. Ground ball rate. Jonathan Scope, 45%. Jason Hayward, 46%. Fly ball rate, 34%. Jonathan Scope, 33%. Jason Hayward. It's the same player except for the home run to fly ball ratio. If that corrects, you guys that are picking Jonathan Scope, you can get Jason Hayward 8 rounds later.
If not more. Yeah. If not more at this point.
Yeah.
You're also so.
And that's so crazy how it's so. It's really, you know what? It really doesn't become about the numbers on the field, a lot of these players. It's the narrative around them.
Sure.
The way people personally feel about them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here, Tony's for those identical players.
Right.
One from, oh, I'm in on him this year. I'm going to get down him. I won't have a piece of him. The other one, Jason Hayward, oh my God, he sucks.
That's because people were taking Jason Hayward in the second, third
fantasy
round.
Owners all romantic.
Yeah.
Fantasy like, owners all romantic.
It's like now you get him late, you know, for the power and the speed. You realize he's not 35-25. He could be 15-15, and the rounds have tumbled so much. It's a different narrative
I
now.
Also think you have to
people
remember,
pick up on that.
You have to remember another narrative here, right? Jonathan Scope. Oh, he's a younger guy. He's
young
a
guy, yeah.
He's 25. Jason Hayward's 27.
Yeah.
Right. Look, in years past, we've killed the Jason Hayward thing because he was going way early.
Right.
And people expected 35-25. Now you expect 15-15, 270, you know, legitimate expectations as a floor. And, you know, it's a really nice value. It's changed. But will people catch on to that narrative? Or are they just going to stay, like Corey says, you know, they're just going to stay like, I don't want no part of Hayward whatsoever now.
The other thing that is the difference right now between Scope and Hayward, at least looking at their seasons last year, was the average, right? You had Jonathan Scope bat 267, Hayward batted 230. But you can look at the BABIP for that, right? So the BABIP for Hayward was 266, BABIP for Scope was 305. That comes down, that goes up, and you're both at the same number.
This is what Tony says, I don't like narratives, because you look at the two narratives on these guys. And the narrative on Scope is, I like him. I can get him at a value. The narrative on Hayward is, I don't want to touch him.
And they're the same player, as Tony just really excellently described.
Right.
So, Jason Hayward, a value. Jonathan Scope, nothing wrong with him. People like him, right? There's nothing wrong with Jonathan Scope.
I like Scope a lot.
And yeah.
There's a lot of people across the industry who don't like Scope.
Okay, how come?
They just feel like because of these numbers. Strike out
makes sense.
Too much. You know, the OBP is going to point to a dip in batting average, et cetera.
Okay.
They look at the number and they think the home run to fly ball ratio drops, but he's done it 2 years in a row in his defense.
Right.
Yeah.
And he is a bigger second baseman. So I was against him last year. This year I'm more inclined now. I've seen it for 2 years. I'm saying, you know what? Maybe he's just a guy. There's an exception to every rule. He doesn't hit a lot of hard hit balls, as we just pointed out, but somehow they're leaving the ballpark when he does. And he plays in a good offensive ballpark.
Good ballpark. And last year, even in the second half, he had 225. He still hit 11 home runs.
It's true.
Yeah.
All he did, he's in the right lineup, the right park. Everything's right. He's got his head on straight, and I think he's going to have a good year this year.
Sometimes, like Tony says, a guy is what he is. You know, the power is natural. It's there. If you have him in an on-base percentage league, he's going to kill you. He doesn't walk, but he makes the contact. When he does, you know, the power is going to be there.
Okay. So the other two guys in this list that had very low home run to fly ball ratios are both Yankees, Jacoby Ellsbury and Brett Gardner. Neither are known for their power in general, but Jacoby Ellsbury, when he signed his massive, overloaded, horribly disgusting contract.
You sound like a fan.
What? hit a bunch of home runs, obviously, for Boston. And he came to New York, and he's never the same home run guy, not that we expected that. And Brett Gardner's never exactly been a home run guy.
Yeah, when he had, the 17 and 16 those 2 years, you were a little surprised.
Exactly.
And then the home run to fly ball ratio got sliced in half.
Right. So now you look at this home run to fly ball ratio, under 6.5% for both of them. I'm on a record in saying at this table, I don't want either of these two guys. There's nothing that interests me because the Yankees don't run enough. They're not going to hit for power. I don't want these guys at all. Is that fair?
It's very fair because, you know, you're not going to see the power from Gardner. Both these guys are going to hit in the 260 range.
Mm-hmm.
Ellsbury's going to steal more bases, but what can you really expect speed-wise when both of them are 33 years old? And over the course of his career, Ellsbury has had a history of lower body and leg injuries, and at some point they catch up to you too. So I don't know. You 15, 20 steals from each of these two guys, 260 batting average and not a lot of pop, 33, both 33 years old. They're pretty much the same guy.
Ellsbury can swipe 20. What about an OBP league?
Gardner could too.
Yeah, and Gardner. What about on base percentage leagues? Anything make it a little bit better for you?
Gardner's okay in the on base percentage type of leagues, a little bit better than Ellsbury, but still they're the same type of guy.
Not enough for you though.
Not enough. Look, towards the later parts of the draft, it's like you hope they still get you some speed, but like at 33 though, you're gonna drop off in speed.
I started slowing down about that age too.
At 33,
my speed was declining. Mm-hmm. My belly was.
The 2011
protruding
season.
And so was my.
The 2011 season when he hit the 32 home runs, he had a crazy home run to fly ball ratio, 16.7%. Right there, cashing in. It's down to 6% now. His hard hit rate's low. He's just not getting anything close to the player he was 5 years ago.
I just don't want, like I said, I don't want either of these guys. Nothing does it for me.
I wouldn't draft either of them either.
Yeah.
I mean, Brett Gardner's health is an issue. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Ellsbury at 33, thinking you're going to get, what are you going to get from him? His health is an issue. One of them's going to, I think Gardner's going to hit ninth.
Yeah, these are the kind of players that make Corey root for the Nationals.
That was a good one.
That was funny. That was funny. So, if we don't want Gardner, we don't want Ellsbury, we'll take it. If we had to rank these four dudes, we're ranking them Ramirez, Hayward, and then the other two?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then with Gardner and Ellsbury, it's kind of like, 3 and 3A.
Yeah, doesn't matter to us. I agree with that. Okay, so there you go. That's Connect Four here. More in the coming weeks, no doubt.
Am I the reigning champion of Is Mike Lyon?
Are you the reigning champion? Ask Michael Florio. Is Corey Parson the reigning champion? I don't know. I think Scott is. I think Scott won last week, I believe.
In Corey Parsons' head, he is the reigning champ.
Corey won once last month, and the next 5 weeks he kept going, I'm not the reigning champ.
It doesn't even matter what game we play anymore. He says the same thing every time.
We'll play a game for the first time, and you're like, am I the reigning champ?
No, what game did we play the other day?
The weakest link yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, am I the reigning champion?
It's Scott Engel, though.
He's gotten punchy.
Yeah, Scott, you are the champion. Mike Lyon coming up at the bottom
of
the
hour. I couldn't remember, honestly, who it was, though.
Oh, of course you didn't. You didn't want us to just say Scott Angle's
the
champ.
No, I didn't. I really didn't remember.
All right.
Cha-Cha probably did.
I'm sure he does.
He'll probably tweet about that right now,
hey,
too.
In the NFBC draft room,
yeah.
One of the comments was, did I buy those tickets to Madison Square Garden yet?
Did you?
Yeah. No, I did not.
No, of course not.
I got to get a confirmation first.
Yeah, I heard you talking crap on Old School about me.
Yeah, I was talking crap about you because you was hating on me. You saw that me and Ashley had a thing developing.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
I saw that. I took it as a different way. I think it was going a different direction.
Correct.
Well, we had a thing developing, and you kind of stepped on that a little bit. So
she called you Lionel. Was that a positive or a negative?
I think that was Lionel Richie. She made the Lionel Richie.
I think it was, too.
Yeah, Scott was talking about taking her to go see Lionel and Mariah Carey, and I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well, I was saying what I was saying was, is you talk about you can't even walk near Madison Square Garden, you know, because you hate the Knicks. And I said, why are you going to take her to a Knick game, take her to some other event, and then college basketball, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I it's the lady is different though, Scott. You feel what I'm saying? If she's like, yo, I want to go see the Knicks, and I'm like, oh, well, all right, you know what I mean? I do it for this one time. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And nobody last wants to go see the Knicks. They want to go see Madison Square Garden.
It's true.
When we went, Corey, we got to Toronto. We went to the game, me and Ashley. We had a second-row floor. Yeah, we had second-row floor seats. I hope you can.
Nice.
So that's what she's accustomed to.
If you say they just want to see the Garden, they just want to see the Garden, they do guided tours of the Gardens.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now Toronto, the prices at the Air Canada Center?
Mm-hmm.
That's the station. Yeah.
The Air Canada Center and the price at Madison Square Garden is something different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Seat at Air Canada, you get like the Chase Bridge at Madison Square Garden.
I know, right?
There's no exchange rate either.
See what we could do. I might know some people at the Garden.
Why have you never given
Greg, would you take Greg? Yeah. I was thinking about the Valentine's Day thing. Yes. Are you going to take your girl to see 50 Shades of Grey?
No, but you said no. We talked about this. My buddy took his girl last night to see it, remember? My buddy said,
how did it go?
I haven't talked to him today yet. So, I don't know. I'm sure they're all tied up in chains by the end of the night.
That's what I was wondering. Like, yeah, did it inspire something to happen?
I don't know. Should I ask him? Tony, you know what? You know what's funny? He has a wedding this weekend. He's actually flying down to Jacksonville today.
Oh, look at that.
Really? Where's the wedding at? Maybe I can go crash it.
You should. I'm sure I'd be happy to see you.
Where is it?
I'll text him right now and figure out where it is.
I'll buy him a drink.
Where in Jacksonville is the wedding? Tony says he will come crash, but we'll buy you a drink. see what he says. All right, there you go. I'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some NBA from last night. Tony will make a DFS lineup for tonight. Give us some advice. Is Mike Lyon at the bottom of the hour? We're trying to win some more money, trying to help you win money. Stick around. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, it's Tony Cincotta, and what is the hottest, greatest, latest DFS sport everybody's playing? It's DFS golf. You need to be playing. I don't care if you're a guy that's very good at stroke play. That's your business. I'm going to help you out in DFS golf. Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. No Mulligan Fantasy Golf. You don't catch the show at 3 p.m. because you got a job and you're a guy that has a living? Well, congratulations. Let's invest that money with No Mulligan Fantasy Sports. Oh, I
looked it up. I'm going to continue from there.
Damn, it will be the last thing I make a mistake. So just tune into the damn show. You can catch it on demand at iTunes or Google Play. And then I won't say another mistake again. 3 p.m. Tuesdays, I'm out of here.
The internet can be a scary place for a sports fan. It's covered in crying Jordan memes and chock full of hot takes that you never asked for, which is why you need a safe place like SportsGrid.com. At SportsGrid, you can find what fans are actually talking about, plus a few things they didn't even know they wanted to talk about. They're just that good. So go find your sports happy place at SportsGrid.com.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, hanging with you on a Friday. It's Friday. I'm pretty pumped about it. Got about 45 minutes left on the program. I want to take a look at the NBA from last night. We had five games on the slate, including the Cavs going 0-7 on the second night of a back-to-back, and that is despite starting Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, and of course, King James himself, LeBron. They fall to Russell Westbrook and the Thunder, 118-109. Russell Westbrook, triple-dub, 29-12-11. Steven Adams at 20-13. Victor Oladipo, 23-7, Tone.
Yeah, this is an amazing effort by the Oklahoma City Thunder. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Steven Adams, a great play here. I know, Greg, have you changed your mind on Mr. Steven Adams?
Yeah, he's actually much better as of late. I'm not pissed off at him anymore. So, yes, I have, Tone.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
We're healthier.
I'm feeling better. Do you think it's all – but it's a lot – I think a lot of it has to do with Enos Kanter being out of line.
Oh, obviously, for sure. That's for damn sure.
Aaron
when
Gordon
he comes back,
play
he'll
again
have the same
night.
Problem.
Sorry?
Gordon didn't play again last night, too, right?
Yeah. Aaron Gordon you're talking about?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Thunder and the Cavs. For the
I'm talking to myself over here.
Scott, you just came in here and sat down and hopped into the conversation.
Because
why would you do
I'm
that?
I'm talking to myself over here.
But you're talking. The only time you decided. The only time he's talking to the microphone is when he's talking to his damn self. When he's talking to the rest of the country, the mic is over here. And he's talking about. No, I love
At least I turned my mic on.
He does turn his mic on.
Yeah. I did that for you for the first five years.
Yeah. Only thing you did.
For Cleveland, Kyrie Irving at 28 points. LeBron only at 18-7. Hey, should we be concerned,
yeah,
Tony,
41 minutes,
yeah. The second night of back-to-back. When Andre Roberson plays people, should we be like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't start this dude.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he is a very, very good defender. I didn't think he'd be that good on LeBron because LeBron's a big dude compared to him, but
absolutely.
He's playing every night. He's doing a great job. Yeah, he's one of those guys. You put him in the Jimmy Butler category.
Yep, I agree with that. Kevin Love, he had 15-12. He's obviously been hot as of late as well. In Orlando, the Philadelphia 76ers win thanks to T.J. McConnell's shot with 5 seconds left to go, 112-111. As Scotty mentioned, no Aaron Gordon last night. He should be good to go this weekend, Frank Vogel hopes. You got 24-9-8 for Evan Fournier, which I think a lot of people saw coming without Aaron Gordon. Nikola Vucevic also had a big game, 21-11 with a couple of assists. Serge Ibaka had 16, and then C.J. Watson continued to started over Elfrid Payton, I should say, with 11-4. And how about Mario Hezonja getting the start, Tony?
Yeah, I'm so sick of this Orlando team. You can't figure out what they're going to do night to night. And from a fantasy perspective, it's awful to watch. Hezonja gets the start. He puts up 3 points
yep.
and three assists.
Yeah.
He plays 18 minutes. Yet C.J. Watson plays 28 minutes, has 11 points, four assists. And it doesn't matter because Elfrid Payton ends up being the best out of the whole bunch. And he
correct.
Doesn't come off the bench. And we see Nikolai Vukovic this year come off the bench on this team.
So stupid.
They just have no rhyme or reason. Like, it's run like a D-League franchise. And they don't know what they have, and they're trying to set up. If I was a Bach, I would say, please, get me the hell out of here.
I agree. It's
useless. I've heard that's what he wants. And, like, to Tony's point, it's like, I just wonder when I see this team, why don't they just leave Payton in the starting lineup?
Just let the best player, or just put your best players in and see what happens. That seems like an easy solution. For the winning team, the Sixers, none of their starters outside of Ersan Ilyasova scored double digits. Jahlil Okafor with a very disappointing evening. 22 minutes, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Off the bench, Nerlens Noel, a little bit better in 22 minutes. He had 10 and 7. But the star, my man, Dario Saric, 24 and 8 with 3 steals. He played 28 minutes last night off the bench for Philly, Tone.
The interesting thing on this Philadelphia team is the only guy they allow to get in upper minutes every game is Robert Covington.
Yeah.
When he's in the lineup, but he's hit or miss. Like last night, he only had 8 points, but he had 9 rebounds, 2 assists. It didn't kill you, but you need more of a scoring output. He was only 3 for 12 shooting, but Covington's the only guy that's playing 30 minutes every night. McConnell did reach that, but he doesn't play it every night. And then Sergio Rodriguez did a good job last night in 18 minutes.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did 18 minutes. He had 12 and 5. Over to Charlotte, the Hornets fell at home to Houston 107-95. And I got to tell you, James Harden, he put up 30, 11, and 8 last night, but with 9 turnovers, with his price where it is on both DraftKings and FanDuel, it's not enough.
Nope.
It's crazy.
The 9 turnovers was the killer. Yeah, it was a killer for fantasy owners last night. And you look at this Houston team, the scoring was spread out. Nobody really had a good game other than James Harden. Patrick Beverley, I think, would have paid off for fantasy owners if they had him because of the 3 steals. You generally get 2 points for each steal.
Right. Clint Capella had 11 and 7. Trevor Ariza, 11 and 7 as well. Ryan Anderson, 14 and 4. Short bench last night for Houston with no Eric Gordon and no Nene. So they only went 8 deep total. So all the starters really saw big minutes. Montrezl Harrell had a good game off the bench with 15 and 4. And then Sam Dekker killed a lot of people last night, Tony, because they've started without Eric Gordon. Dekker played 20 minutes, only had 4 points and 2 rebounds with 2 assists.
Yeah, I had him in the lineup last night. I thought it was a perfect situation for him, that he was going to get some playing time. They had a short bench. Two things I'm surprised at. One, the low output that he had, and two, that he only played 20 minutes.
Yeah, both very surprising situations. Corey Brewer saw 25 minutes, actually 5 more minutes than Dekker. Yep. For Charlotte last night,
he's a defensive player.
Yes. Good point. For Charlotte, disappointing night, very much so, for Kemba Walker, 14, 5, and 5. Is Patrick Beverley in that Robertson, Jimmy Butler category?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's actually not played as good as years past, but he's coming back from an injury. I think it could turn around. I think he has the talent to be that, but he hasn't been this year.
Okay. Nicholas Batum, this was an easy one to see. 15, 10, and 8 for him. He's facing off against James Harden, which means he's in a good spot. Yep. Marvin Williams, 12 and 7. Cody Zeller returned from injury but fell awkwardly, so he was not himself last night. And then Marco Bellinelli had 10 points off the bench.
I got to ask you, do you think Kemba Walker is the most overrated player in all of basketball?
I think he's absolutely in consideration. Absolutely.
He just, basically, everything he does is volume of shots.
Yes.
Like, when he doesn't shoot the ball a ton, he's not getting you anything.
Yep. Charlotte, so they fall 107-95 at home. Utah and Dallas go to OT. The Mavericks defeat Utah 112-105. The Mavs were led by Harry Barnes, who's 31-4. Dirk Nowitzki had 20-7. Seth Curry, 16. Wesley Matthews at 15-6-5. But Yogi Ferrell, is the dream coming to an end?
Yeah, it looks it, huh? This guy that survived a couple 10-day contracts, was cut earlier this season. Now he's looked by the Brooklyn Nets, of all teams. And the last 2 games, he's become lifelike. But in his defense, he's making passes. He's setting people up still. And he's not shooting a ton. So it's not like he's shooting 33%. He was 3 for 8 last night. You could take that. and he's distributing the ball. So I guess he's giving them what they want out of there. The crazy thing is Seth Curry played 43 minutes the day before he injured his shoulder, and he was just back out there playing.
Yeah, I was worried about him, especially because Devin Harris was getting so many minutes, and Harris did see a lot of minutes off the bench last night again. 29 minutes with 13 points and 5 rebounds. For Utah, who played without George Hill in this one, because George Hill always sits out, and certainly without Rodney Hood as well. So it was the Gordon Hayward show, as we kind of expected. That was another easy play last night. 36 points for Gordon Hayward, 16 and 5 for Joe Ingles, and then Rudy Gobert, a monster game, 15 and 15.
The alarming thing in this game is Derek Favors. We keep waiting for him to come back.
It's not going to happen.
It's not a minutes problem. It's not a minutes problem anymore. Before, it was keeping down the minute. He played 33 minutes, folks.
Yep.
And he had 6 points and 10 rebounds. He only shot 9 attempts, 2 for 9. So other than the rebounds, this game is off of Favors. He's not the same player that we're accustomed to.
12 points for Alec Burks off the bench on 5 of 11 shooting. Dante Exum got the start for Hill. He only had 5 points, not a single assist, not a single rebound. He would have killed you if he started him. For Portland and Boston, high-scoring affair. Boston down 17 at one point. They come back to win it relatively easily. 122-111. Once again, led by Isaiah Thomas, who had 34 points, only 4 assists, 18 and 6 with 5 assists and 5 steals for Marcus Smart, who got the start here with Jay Crowder out of the lineup. He was a late scratch. That would have hurt you in DFS. Al Horford at 12-5, while Jaylen Brown puts up 14-7.
Yeah, again in the fourth quarter with Thomas, 15 in the fourth quarter.
Does it every single night. Yep. I actually
liked
him.
I didn't like the Jaylen Brown pick on draft day.
Okay.
And I like watching him play now.
Oh, cool.
I think he's going to be a good player in the... This guy's a student of the game, too. Like, that's why the Celtics drafted him. I didn't realize this. Like, the other day, he was gonna he was covering one of the top 2 guards in the league. I can't escape. So he went home, and he took the tapes home, and he requested them, and he sat there, and he watched them all day. He was a graduate student at the University of California. This is a kid that's, like, the real deal on and off the court.
I hadn't seen enough of him to make that solution, to make that decision. I didn't hate Amir Johnson last night because he's been hot as of late. He had 5 and 6, just 15 minutes, though, for him, which is always a problem with Brad Stevens. For Portland, 28-7 with 6 rebounds for Damian Lillard, who I actually liked better than Isaiah Thomas last night, given Isaiah Thomas's defense. 24-4 for C.J. McCollum. No other starters saw double digits. That includes Mo Harkless, who returned in the starting lineup, and include Mason Plumlee, who had a great matchup here. He had 9-7-4.
Yeah, I didn't play this guy, and I didn't even consider it, but it made sense after the game. Elfrid Aminu had 26 points and 5 rebounds last night. The Celtics don't defend big guys well. That was a play you could have got for cheap, and it should have been more obvious to me.
Yeah, I liked Aminu a lot last night. 26 and 5. Again, with his injury to Evan Turner, you're going to see Crabb, Aminu, and Harkless all get more minutes. Harkless didn't have it. Vonleh stinks. So it was Aminu and Crabb getting major minutes last night off the Portland bench. Tonight, there is not a 5-game slate. It's much deeper than that. It was a full Friday slate for you. Tony, where are we starting our lineups tonight?
Well, tonight's the craziest. The big total tonight's in the Knicks-Denver Nuggets. So all you New Yorkers out there, the Knicks are going to be your fantasy-centric. So I like Derrick Rose tonight for cheap at $6,300 at the point guard position. I love Goran Dragic tonight at $7,900. He's facing the top team in the league as far as worst guarding point guards in the Brooklyn Nets. So he comes into play. And I like Ricky Rubio without Zach LaVine, $6,400. So all those guys are cheaper price tags. Giannis Antetokounmpo, great matchup tonight, $10,800. I won't pay for him. I'll use one of those 3 other guys or 2 of those guys.
And I got 2 more guys that I like, too. Darren Collison at $5,200 on FanDuel. Ty Lawson is doubtful tonight, and obviously Boogie Cousins is back. But with Lawson doubtful, Collison's going to get all the minutes he can handle. I like him tonight, and certainly John Wall in what should be a paced-up game between Washington and Indiana. I like John Wall tonight as well. Of course, he's more expensive than the guys you mentioned, though, Tony. At the shooting guard.
The Indiana's done...
What about as hot as Bradley Beal is? He's 7,400.
Well, that's a shooting guard. We've got a point guard at the moment.
Indiana's done pretty good defending point guards, but Greg, I think the Collison pick is a really good pick.
Okay. Shooting guard, Scotty, you were asking about Bradley
Beal? That's amazing. Yeah.
Collison you're talking about?
Collison, the usage rate with those guards out, without Temple and without Ty Lawson, if those guys are in fact out, if Lawson's out, You're talking 40 minutes, and this guy's going to take 20 shots tonight.
Yeah, that's why I like him. Scotty, you asked about Bradley Beal at shooting guard, right?
Yeah, 7,400, like 72 points the last two games, NBA points. What do you think of
tonight,
they're
the 10th best defense against the point guards in that one. But there's not a lot of great matchups from two guards tonight. Like Jimmy Butler's supposed to return tonight. He's got a good matchup. So you could throw him in there. And he won't be heavily owned because people will stay away with the first game back. And then other than that, you got guys with good matchups. And Wayne Ellington, who's 4,200, so you can get him on the cheap.
Yep.
You're looking at Ben McLemore on the cheap with that situation in Sacramento with these guys hurt. He's the minimum salary tonight.
What about Malcolm Brogdon at 5,000 against the Lakers?
I think the Malcolm Brogdon, I mean, he's fine. I think this is an interesting situation I want to watch. Without Jabari Parker, who gets more minutes? Like Teletovich, Brogdon, Michael Beasley, Chris Middleton. There's a lot to watch in Milwaukee. So I'm going to take a step back from them tonight rather than...
Even though they're playing the Lakers,
yeah. I don't know what's going on. But speaking of that game, one person I am going to play at the small forward position is Brandon Ingram. Getting the minutes with Luol Deng now on the bench, Ingram's starting here, and he is, since joining the starting lineup, 33, 33, and 27 minutes, double-digit points in all those games. He's only costing $4,100 on FanDuel, and he's surpassing that price tag each and every night.
Are we at small forward right now? It's like, because... Andrew Wiggins is on fire, and he's against New Orleans.
Yeah, so Ingram, they're fourth worst at covering small forwards in the NBA. So I like that play. It's a good play at 4,400. Andrew Wiggins, he's 7,200, 7,600, and they're the seventh worst team. I like both those guys tonight for sure. And you got to put your guy in there, Carmelo Anthony. If Jimmy Butler does not play tonight, you got to get Dwayne Wade in that lineup.
Yes, absolutely.
One guy I want to ask about.
But he's 6'2". One second, Scotty. Yeah. He's 6'2", Dwayne Wade. He was sick. He missed the last game. He should be good to go tonight. You have to watch Chicago. If either Wade or Butler don't play, you got to put the other one in. Also at small forward, you talk about Carmelo Anthony. On the other side, you have Wilson Chandler.
That's the guy I was going to ask about. Yep. He's coming back to the Garden.
Yeah, both
he's
guys.
He's been getting more run lately.
Yep.
I would actually play Chandler probably tonight over him. He's got a little bit of a price differential.
Yep.
He can go there. And we've named a bunch of cheap guys for you tonight. The one guy that I gave out on DFS today, tonight, if you want to take a little bit of a risk, Rodney Magruder has put up 22 fantasy points in 29 in his last two games, and he's only 3,600 tonight.
I know Benny loves Magruder too, so definitely keep an eye out for that. If Magruder with Deion Waiters most likely expected not to play.
Any love for Bogdanovic tonight?
Yeah. Ugh, screw Bojan.
4,700.
I'm not. See, the other side here is that they're playing a pretty good defensive team. Right. They have the lowest total of the night, team total of the night. I just don't see him in the lineup of those other guys we mentioned.
Power forward position. I'm at the Knicks game. I got Porzingis and Nikola Jokic in the lineup tonight.
Oh, Jokic is a guy you have to have tonight. I think he ends up being a great play. You mentioned the whole Milwaukee thing. If there's one guy I would take a shot on, it'd be Michael Beasley.
Okay.
3,900. He doesn't need a lot of minutes to score. He shoots the ball like crazy. So he's a cheap play. And Gorgui Dieng has a nice matchup tonight, and he's only $5,000 on DraftKings and $5,500 on FanDuel.
Tony, what makes you prefer Michael Beasley to Ledovich? Because I, in my season league, I didn't know which one to pick up. I saw Ledovich be getting a couple of more minutes. I think Beasley might be the better player, but I didn't know which way to turn there.
Yeah, so it could go either way. So it's taking a risk. Now, the reason I like Beasley is that he's an instant offensive guy, and he plays around the hoop, so he's going to get, if everything fails, he's going to get me rebounds at least in this offense. So I like Beasley a little safer to me than Teletovich, who's a jump shooter.
Okay.
Am I right about this in the Knicks-Nuggets game tonight? Two Hernangómez.
There you go. Both Hernangómez is going to be on the court tonight. That's absolutely right, Scotty. At the center position, Tone, for me right now, I'm going cheap. I'm going Robin Lopez at FanDuel's $5,000 because he's playing a really good stretch of basketball right now. Last three games have been fantastic, and he's only $5,000. Really good matchup against Phoenix.
Very good matchup, and I like him. But the only thing is the, and I'm not saying not to play him because I think his salary's too low.
Yep.
Those numbers have been aided by the absence of Butler and Wade.
Yep. Totally agree with that. So if you're not going with him, where are you going at center?
We have so many cheap guys tonight. I'm going to pay up for Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
And use him. He's been putting up monster numbers, $10,000 on DraftKings, $10,700 on FanDuel. He'll be the guy I play. I got to point it out, but he's failed against these guys before. Hassan Whiteside has a great matchup. He's 8,500, 9,100. He could be a guy that could be in play. And watch the injury situation in Golden State. JaVale McGee was the only big man the other day that dressed. If that's the case, we're letting him go away. He's got a tough matchup. It's a bad matchup. But he's only 3,500. If he's going to play 20 minutes, you get an opportunity. He put up 24 fantasy points in that game against the Chicago Bulls and Lopez. Watch the injury situation. If you see West out, you see the big center.
Pachulia is out.
Yeah, Pachulia. Both those guys are out. He has to play.
And what if he doesn't play? What do we do?
If he doesn't play, I would skip the game. He's a guy that can dunk and he makes plays, athletic plays out there. I think he gets 25 points if those two don't play.
Right. What about Dwayne Dedmon?
Oh, Dwayne Dedmon, San Antonio. He's been hot as a blade as well.
Double-double machine because he gets you 10 points, 10 rebounds each and every night.
And double D's for Dwayne Dedmon.
He's not sexy.
He makes it a little sexy.
He has
29. He had 29 fantasy points in this last game. Then he had 16, 19, and a 30. So two out of the last four, he's put up 30 fantasy points.
Not bad. Not bad. Let's take a break. We come back. Scott tries to defend his championship. Is Mike Lyon wraps up the week here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
DailyRoto.com's PGA Premium Golf product will change the way you think about fantasy golf. Their statisticians have developed a revolutionary approach to golf analytics, giving you access to proprietary stats, plus a forecast of each golfer's weekly performance. For each tournament, you'll see a player's projected fantasy points and his chances to make the cut, along with visualizations to help you decide who to roster and who to fade. Unlock the winning edge in daily fantasy golf at dailyroto.com/premium. Enter promo code DAILY for a special discount.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Get on board to the fastest growing fantasy sports radio network in the business, featuring the FSTA award winning On Target Fantasy. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the rookie of the year in the industry, and it's only growing. Fantasy Sports Radio Network at fntsy.com/radio.
The hottest picks for your fantasy teams can be found in the Fantasy Black Book.
Do you like the computer calling balls and strikes?
I want the strike zone to be accurate.
I am for evolution, and baseball is a game that's so old, people have a hard time evolving it. I'm all for getting things right. That's why I was all for replay in baseball. If you want to make games go faster, yeah, get rid of the intentional walk.
Fantasy Black Book, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Listen at fntsy.com/radio and on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app.
You're listening to the home of champions, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The only free 24/7 Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Alrighty, final 20 minutes of the week. Is he Scott thinking, where should he go? What spot should he choose? Because he's the defending champion. If he's my client, he gets to pick.
Wait, isn't Corey the defending champion?
That's what I thought. What the hell is wrong? They're trying to rob me, Florio.
Scotty, you are our official defending champion, undisputed. What spot do you want to be in today?
I'll go last.
You'll go last. Means Corey, you are up first. Is Mike lying? Mikey, hit the music and welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. You ready to start?
Mike. Huh? Yes, yes, we're ready to start.
Dedicating my performance to one China. Jose Altuve led all qualified second basemen in runs scored last year.
All right, Jose Altuve led all qualified second basemen in runs scored, Corey.
Jose Altuve, I'm going to say that's true.
Says it's true. Tony.
That's so obvious, I think it's false.
I'm with Tony. Not that I'm in this game, but I'm with Tony. It just seems so obvious that it has to be false. Scott?
False.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Corey. It is false. Altuve was second with 108 runs scored. There was one player that had more.
Corey, give it a chat. Give it a shot.
I give my play.
Give it a shot.
Second baseman, run scored. Oh, boy. Can I look at my draft board?
No!
You're asking the commissioner who doesn't
know, right? Somebody
retract a mistake.
That's right.
I could have cut Mike Trout. He'd be like, he's on the market.
That's right. I would.
Ian Kinsler.
Ian Kinsler.
Wow, yes.
Wow!
Come get some. Fantasy executive.
I am calling a foul. I can't believe that he doesn't have a
what's
system.
On his screen?
The NFL draft, basketball.
There
monster.
Is no way.
So I'm actually staring
how
at his.
How the hell would you
I'm
call
staring at his computer screen. It was an NFL draft, an NFL mock draft.
That it's worst.
I'm shocked.
Mike Florio gave him the answer.
I don't
before.
Have the
that's
answer.
Possible. You didn't tell him
I find that a little hard to believe myself.
Holy. You got called
oh,
now.
Oh, come on now. Now
you
it's
got
hard
the
to
question
believe.
Wrong.
It's I like, got it wrong
you
the
got
first
the original
time.
Wrong.
He said it was one more player.
And then you nailed it.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you
I would have went with Brian Tote.
I'll tell you why I think Corey's right. Because like, he's like thinking of second baseman. He's like, oh, I don't really watch baseball. Like, all right, Ian Kinsler's a guy I've heard of. I'll go with Ian Kinsler.
There you go.
There you go.
I think you would have went with Robinson.
I thought Brian Doge.
Yeah.
Or Robinson Cano, those two guys, yeah. Those two I would have guessed the next
two
guesses.
I would have bet man. Money that Corey would have said Cano.
You think I'm cheating?
What?
You think I'm cheating? You think Florio texted me to answer?
I left my phone at home today.
You left your phone at home?
A lot, yeah, I feel completely lost.
Oh, my goodness. If I left my phone at home, I'd have went back and got it.
I would have been late. I had no choice.
Hey, let me tell you something. I left my phone
Rafael Palmeiro.
At home one time.
He would have left the show. He would have left the show.
Let me tell you, because I left my phone home one time. This was back when I lived in Washington. My old lady went through it.
She's not proud of her son.
No.
She's not proud of her son.
No, she was not. She was like, you got to do a better job. And then she was mad.
Especially to flush it down the toilet.
Yeah.
Well,
I've rebounded. I've reformed.
You know what? You shouldn't put these in your phone that your mom wouldn't be proud of.
when I say my old lady, I'm talking
your
about like, no, like you know, the girl I was
no,
dating.
Kennedy,
Kennedy's mother.
Kennedy's mother. Oh, yeah. Boy, that's even worse.
No, that was horrible.
That's even worse. Oh,
don't you have a combination lock number?
You know what it is?
She knew it.
It's my children's birthdays, so she just, I wasn't putting runs.
She wasn't fooled.
No.
I was kind of, yeah, I'm the same
I thought it would be like Dax number, Ezekiel Elliott's number.
No, she wasn't fooled. No. Corey's not that, you know. A little couple drinks, he doesn't remember those numbers.
Yeah.
All right, number two, Florio.
Corey Seager led all qualified shortstops in isolated power.
Oh, that's Scott's category.
Right ISO there. Power, Tony Cincotta. Corey Seager led shortstops that qualified.
Now, this is pretty easy, too, right? So, but Kenny, he can't do this twice in a row, right? He can't be fooling us twice in a row. So I'm going to go true.
True.
False.
Corey goes false against Scott and Tony. The answer, Michael?
Corey takes the lead.
Corey takes the lead.
There was two players higher than Corey Seager.
All right, Tony, do you know
one? I know one.
All right.
Yeah, one has to be Manny Machado. I forgot shortstop.
That is one.
There's one. Point for Tony.
Tony tied up the game.
Scott, point for you?
Carlos Correa.
No.
Trevor Story.
No.
Oh!
He didn't. I don't believe he qualified.
He didn't qualify.
I thought Trevor Story was right also, by the way.
He didn't qualify.
Yeah, he might have been, if he qualified.
What was the answer, Florio?
Brad Miller.
Ooh. Brad Miller.
No one's getting that.
Jesus.
No one's getting that.
That's what Corey was going to say
now
next.
Now that you said it, though.
What you said?
Now you said
you
it.
You were going to say next,
sense.
Right, Corey?
Yeah, Brad Miller's your next answer.
That was my next answer.
All right. Corey's got two. Tony's got two. Scotty's got one, and it is his turn first.
Isaiah Thomas now leads the NBA in points per game.
Mm.
true.
True, says Scotty.
I feel like this has to be true.
Okay. True, says Corey.
I feel like it's true, too, because the other guys, like Westbrook, Harden, they get assists, they get rebounds. Thomas doesn't get anything.
True, so around the board.
It's all points. Yeah.
It is false.
Oh.
He has pulled within second. I don't know if we should give a point away.
No, we're not giving a point for Russell Westbrook. We're not doing that.
Westbrook is 30.9. Isaiah Thomas is 29.9.
Wow.
There you go.
This is the type of stuff that Florio does.
You could have gotten that one. You could have gotten.
Yeah. But
you knew Russell Westbrook had a million points.
Yeah, no doubt. So you know that.
All right.
Where's Paul George at?
Paul George, I have the list in front of me.
Oh, he's further down the list, my bad. I thought he might have been like three or something, four.
Harden's three.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Harden is three. Yeah. Paul George.
Nowhere to be found.
He is tied for 20th at 22.5.
Oh, he's all the way down there. Okay.
Question number four, we return to Corey Parson.
Katie Levitre, wife of Falcons left guard Andy Levitre, sat through the Falcons' entire divisional round game while in labor.
Ooh. Oh, man. Entire division round game while in labor.
That was against Seattle.
That's Scott's team. They beat the crap out of them. Yeah. That is true.
Tony?
Let's think about this. Of all the things to make up and make not true, how do you pick a specific game
with
a specific player,
wife of a tackle?
Yeah.
This has to be true.
Oh, it's a part two to this question.
Yeah, I'm going to say true because Corey was also having a baby when the overrated Cowboys were losing the Packers.
This is unrelated.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
but it was true.
Yeah, Mike, that was too obviously true. It's a bad job by you.
All right.
Tony Sicada.
It almost made Greg go, I know you have bonus questions.
But I like how he took that in stride.
He did take that in stride. Question number five, Michael.
Besides Mike Trout, Dexter Fowler led all qualified outfielders in on-base percentage.
On-base percentage.
Mike Trout. Dexter Fowler. False.
False. Scotty.
True.
True. Corey Parson.
False.
False, says the executive.
It was true. He had a 393 OBP behind only Mike Trout, who was at 441.
So I believe as we go into the second half of the game, we are all tied at three apiece. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Scotty with three. Corey with three. Tony with three. We got five questions left. Will we crown a new champion? Find out after this.
Hey, it's Tony Sicada from the Lineup Lock Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. You can hear myself and Benny Riccati 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, as we get you that night's plays in Daily Fantasy. Our whole goal of the Lineup Lock Show is to make sure you and your kids are not eating ramen noodles for life. It's 33 cents, but the sodium intake is out of this world, and then you'll get big, and they'll get fat, and then the medical insurance will go up, and you won't be able to afford it. So it's a lot of pressure on myself and Benny Riccati. So listen to the Lineup Block Show, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Good day, friends, and welcome to my commercial. I'm Chris Meany, co-host alongside Ashley Docking of Fantasy Sports Today, and today I want to tell you about my makeup technique. I start by finding my makeup, opening it up, taking that little pad, dabbing the makeup, one dab on the forehead, one dab on the nose, one dab on the chin, and equally spread it out to the left side and the right side. A couple times to make sure it's perfect. Now ask yourself this. If I put this much detail into applying makeup, something I care nothing about and am forced to do, imagine the time I put in to getting ready for my job hosting a show about something I love. Check out Fantasy Sports Today, live at noon, only on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Draft World Fantasy Sports. brings the games to you with real cash prizes. Kick off your season, choose your league, draft your players, or let DraftWorld's Quick Pick Wizard get you started. Then turn your knowledge into cash. DraftWorld offers low commissions on all fantasy sports. Cash prizes are paid as each league ends automatically. And every day, a new DraftWorld season starts. It's the world's way to play fantasy sports. DraftWorld.com.
The internet can be a scary place for a sports fan. It's covered in crying Jordan memes and chock full of hot takes that you never asked for, which is why you need a safe place like SportsGrid.com. At SportsGrid, you can find what fans are actually talking about, plus a few things they didn't even know they wanted to talk about. They're just that good. So go find your sports happy place at SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Steven Matz of the New York Mets, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, FNTSY.
Final 10 minutes of the program is Mike Lyon. Scott Engel will try to answer that as we begin question number 6.
John Wall leads all players in minutes per game.
John Wall leads all players in minutes per game. Scotty.
I'm going to say true.
True. Corey.
False.
False, Tony.
We talk about the lack of bench. Yes, true.
Talk about it all the time that the bench doesn't play. Does John Wall lead the active players in minutes per game, Mike Florio?
He does not.
Ooh.
There are three.
I got that right.
You did.
Three active players who have more than him.
Three active players who have more minutes per game than him. Can you name one of them, Scotty?
Russell Westbrook.
No.
Can you name one of them, Tony?
James Harden.
No.
Corey, for an extra point?
LeBron James.
LeBron James is number one.
There it is!
We just talked about this.
We did.
You knew that, right, Greg?
I did. There's two more. I'll give you each one more chance. Just Scotty, can you name one?
Isaiah Thomas.
No.
Tony?
Brooke Lopez.
No.
Oh, that was a good call, though.
Corey, we'll give you one last chance to get an extra point here.
Really take a big lead.
Really take a lead. He's dominating this one.
I mean, it's nothing new.
Actually, it is.
What do you mean? I'm an 8-week defending champ.
No, it's not him. Paul George.
It is not Paul George.
All right, what are the answers?
LeBron is one tied with Kyle Lowry, and then the other one is Andrew Wiggins.
Ooh.
Oh.
There was also Zach LaVine, but he is no longer active. He tore his ACL.
That's why he said active.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Corey, the 2-point lead up 5-3 on both Tony and Scotty. Corey, you are also up first for question number 7.
All right.
Michael Pineda led all American League qualified starters in swinging strike rate.
And this is a real thing?
Real thing.
Okay. This is false. Michael Pineda don't lead nothing.
Tony?
Injuries.
True.
Simple true from Tony Zincata.
It's true.
Simple true from Scott Engel.
They gain a point on Corey.
All right, okay. I'm cool with that.
He only did nothing. A simple true from Tony, a simple true from Scott, and a simple true from Michael Florio.
I'm not the Falcons. I'm not going to choke this away.
Corey.
You're going to run the ball?
I'm going to run the football. I'm going to use the clock.
Corey, you have 1 point on Scott Engel and 1 point on Tony Zincata as we head to question number 8, Tony Zincata leads us off.
According to UberFacts, the Super Bowl had its smallest viewer audience in 4 years.
Smallest viewer audience in 4 years was the 2017 Super Bowl. Tony.
I'm surprised the 2016 was. I'm going to say true.
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 Corey playing a little defense there, saying true. I think this is false, by the way. Florida?
I think I read this.
According to UberFacts, this is true.
It is true.
I read that.
It is true. All three of you have gotten it right. Corey still up
I went by the ticket price. I knew the ticket price was the lowest.
And then, well, everybody I know that was in a group watching this game.
Sure.
So it was like one TV.
they have a way to do that, though.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How, but okay. Like they do. Yeah. All right, question number 9. Scotty.
James Harden is the only NBA player to eclipse 600 assists this season.
Mm-hmm. True.
True.
False.
False.
False. We have a tie. Scotty and Corey.
Scott Angelus, come back.
He has 634 assists. The next closest is Westbrook with 553.
A big difference. So we are a tie ball game. Scott Angle, Corey Parson, Tony is one back. As we head to the final question with Corey Parson leads off.
Why am I? No, how am I leading
off? We go around.
I'm complaining.
Scott just answered the question
first.
Is there
an instant replay?
Yes, there is, and I was right. Question 10, Floriel, the final question.
Kyle Hendricks had the lowest hard hit rate of all qualified starting pitchers.
Are you serious? this is true.
It's true. Tony?
False.
False! What will Scott choose?
False.
He will choose false. So, so that means Tony cannot win. Either Scott Angle or Corey Parson will be our champion. Mike Florio. Oh, actually, we could have a bonus question if it's false. So hold on. For its crown. Mike Florio, what is the answer here?
It will be a bonus question because it is false.
So Scott Angle.
There were 3 qualified pitchers with a lower hard hit rate than Kyle Hendricks.
Okay. Scott Angle is up 1. Corey went first and got it wrong, so he'll have the first opportunity.
How is he? He's up 1?
He's up 1. He's got it right.
He is up 1.
He's up 1. We got a bonus question.
You should have ran the ball, Corey.
I did run the ball.
You got to stop at the line. You fumbled it. Do you have an answer, Corey?
For what? The hard hit rate?
There are 3 pitchers with a hard hit rate lower than Kyle Hendricks.
Hard hit rate lower than Kyle Hendricks. 3 pitchers. Chris Sale.
No.
Son of a gun.
Tony.
Who's son of a gun? I'm going to go Jake Arrieta.
What? Jake Arrieta is correct.
Oh, whoa!
I started to say Jake Arrieta.
We got a tie. Scott, do you have an answer to extend your lead?
Noah Syndergaard.
No.
Corey.
Johnny Cueto.
No.
Tony.
I know the other ones. Tanner Roach.
Yes, he's number 1.
Oh! There's one more to go.
Good
Scott,
luck getting this one.
You need this one in order to win the game. Otherwise, Tony had one of the most craziest comebacks you've ever seen.
I don't know this one.
Good luck getting this one, by the way.
Scotty, do you have an answer?
Steven Matz. I don't
Steven
know.
Steven Matz. Sticks with the Mets. Corey.
Carlos Carrasco.
No.
Tony.
Corey Kluber.
No.
Last answer, Scott, to tie the game.
David Price.
No.
Your winner and new is Mike Lyon champion, Tony Cincotta!
Corey is the Falcons, Tony's the Patriots.
What was the last answer?
I got lucky there.
It was CeCe Sabathia.
Oh, wow. My God. What a fraud.
My God.
Hey, that's going to do it
Corey
for us.
Corey Shanahan.
Old School Fantasy is up next. Scott Angle, Corey Parson, and George Kurtz. I am off next week. Tomorrow's my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Have a wonderful weekend.